teammates after the game say, this is the game where Marquise Wilson grew up. Do you embrace that?
I mean, I still got a lot to improve on. I have to build off that and do it week in, week out. You know, I can't just be a one game show or something like that. It's definitely a confidence boost, you know, being able to know Jay trusted me.
If you can put in perspective how tough it was to overcome that broken clavicle, 2 years ago, it was a heck of an attempt to catch a deep ball from Jay Cutler in training camp.
It took a lot out of me. I was going through the pain of not being able to be on the field with the guys and basically felt like I let them down. Going through that process, it was hard, but once I started talking to the other players and the coaches and stuff, you know, just rose me up, you know, and helped me stay in the game and then get back to myself.
Coming from California, Fresno area, go to Washington State. You haven't talked about it much, but you left the program. There were a lot of things going on with the coaching staff and the players. It was a very ballsy decision, no doubt about it, given your stature at that point,
yeah.
Right? A draftable wide receiver with first and second round grades.
That's just, you know, coaching players, butting heads. That's basically all it was, you know. Push come to shoves, I leave, write a letter while I'm leaving. And that was that.
Dear Cougar Nation, it is with a heavy heart that I announce my decision to forego playing football for Washington State University.
I read the letter before this interview, and it was well written. It was very direct. It spoke to me as a man of principle, regardless of the circumstances. Is that who you are?
I mean, you got to show respect. You know, I mean, I understand respect is earned, but I mean, to a certain level, you know, you got to respect another man, come from man to man.
It did cost you a lot of money.
Yeah.
At the time you did it, did you feel you may have overreacted in the end as you sat back? Because there had to be a time when you said, man, what did I just do?
I'm walking home. I get to my front doorstep and I just start bawling, like, ask myself, what did I just do?
Yeah.
You know, I'm 19, 20 years old, making the biggest decision of my life right here. So I was just a wreck. Like, I didn't want to talk to nobody. I stopped answering my phone. I stopped talking to my mom. All the friends on the football team, I stopped talking to them. I didn't go to class.
Isolated yourself.
Yeah.
Puts a lot of demons in your head too, right?
Yeah.
So how'd you get out of it?
You know, my grandmother, Irma Jackson, that was the person I talked to every day about anything. Like, she called me knowing I was upset, and I didn't have to tell her anything. She knew I was upset. I mean, that's one key thing I miss in my life right now, is just having her with me.
You take her on the field on Sundays?
She's right here on my chest, every game.
Literally?
Yeah.
You have a tattoo on your chest?
I got two. Yeah. One on my arm and one on my chest. I mean, she's always with me on the field.
Did you ever ask to go back
to
the program?
No. I mean, I wouldn't change anything. I'm happy of where I'm at right now. You know, I understand I lost a bunch of money, but it's football. I'm happy to play football.
Seventh round. Does it bother you, or do you get it?
Bother me. Why would it bother me?
Seventh round, when you had a first or second round grade on you at one point.
It's not really an opportunity lost.
Yeah.
It's more of an opportunity gained to show yourself, you know, show your worth. It fuels me that I was a seventh round pick, but, I mean, we're all in the same position. You know, everybody has to come in and work, you know, each and every day, do the same stuff. So, I mean, first, second round, the only difference is money.